In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have a celebration of the Holy Trinity, the coming down of the Holy Spirit and the disciples and the Mother of God. And it was such a joyful time. And as you can see, first of all, in our church today, the whole church is all in green and in full of flowers. Every place you look around, there is flowers and as a sign, and also the grass and the floor and of the church. And the branches all over on the iconostasis and all over the church. And it is as if we came into a beautiful garden, garden of paradise, because all the saints are here, my beloved. And the celebration is today celebrated by our church with such a joy. And everybody present in the church was holding a bouquet of flowers in the memory of the flowers being sustained by the Holy Spirit, as everything else is sustained. The life comes from the Holy Spirit. He sustains the life everywhere. He is everywhere present in Phyllis all things. And He's the comforter. He's a comforter in spirit of truth. It is so important to understand that He is the spirit of truth. And the truth that He had given to the disciples after they have received the gift. Before that, they were different people. They were afraid to come out and to preach about Jesus, even about His resurrection and His ascension to the heavens, because they were afraid that they could be arrested and a terrible thing could happen to them too, just as happened to Jesus Christ. They might be crucified. And so they were very cautious, and they were locking themselves in all the time, having fear. But once the Holy Spirit has descended upon them, they have become totally different people. All fear was gone from them. And as the Holy Spirit came, there was a big, like a thunder roaring on the outside. And people gathered around that building where this noise was coming from. And the disciples came out right out to them and went on top of the roof, and so that everybody could see them and hear them, and they started to preach about the Lord Jesus Christ, about the Messiah, that He came. And that's one preaching, as Saint Peter was able to convert thousands of people, my beloved. This was the beginning of the church, the beginning of the creation of the church that Jesus Christ had done. He promised to send the Holy Spirit that will guide them and that will give them the strength to do everything that they could. And they spoke in different languages. And the people that heard, they were in Jerusalem from all kinds of countries, and everybody heard their own language, because here are a miracle, that here are actually fishermen that had not much education, and all of a sudden they were speaking different languages. And the Lord had given them that miraculously through the grace of God. They were able to do it so that they could reach the hearts of everybody that was there. Maybe that. How did they prepare for it? Well, they prepared for it by fasting and prayer. After the ascension of the Lord, they went and they started to fast and pray in the expectation that they would receive the Holy Spirit. And this is what we should, my beloved. We have received the grace of the Holy Spirit. We were anointed after the baptism. And through the chrismation, the grace of the Holy Spirit has descended upon us. But too many times we have pushed Him aside from our heart by cramming into the heart all kinds of things that are really offensive even to the Lord. We have shown that we did not have the love for the Lord Jesus Christ and the faith that we were not struggling and striving to attain the kingdom of heaven. And so we have a chance, as the Lord has given to us the commandment to take and eat his body and blood and to receive communion. And so this is what we are doing. And many times, of course, we should fast before we receive the communion, at least 3 days. Some holy fathers say even more. Some people receive communion only during the Lent, 4 times a year, my beloved. But it is much better for us to receive as soon as possible, because as often as possible, because we live in such a time, at such a time when we had never any knowledge when we can be able to receive again the holy mysteries. But we have to prepare for it. We should not only with fasting, but the working on our heart to make sure we get rid of everything that is could be displeasing for the Lord, because he wants to make an abode. He said, I will make an abode with the Father and the Holy Spirit if we receive his communion. And so we don't want to offend our Lord and have anything in there that could be going against his Father's wishes. For the Lord says, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. And this is what the Lord requests us, that we would do that, that we would be able to really prove our love to him by obeying his Father's commandments. And he is looking for that oneness. He wants us to be one. He wants us to be one in the mind and heart. He wants us to believe the same way. That's why the apostles, when there was any kind of a disagreement, or when they didn't understand the same way the scriptures, and of one point or another, they would get together, and through prayer and fasting and discussing, they were guided by the Holy Spirit to come up with the true belief. And that's then the councils were called, and we have 7 ecumenical councils, and other councils were before that, and other ones, smaller councils, and those things were all written down, and that we should really try to accept and adhere to. But we have to realize one thing: the truth without love is not, it is not fulfilling, it is not pleasing to God. God wants us to have the truth and love together, for our God is God of love and God of truth, and without the one or another, and it just doesn't work out. For those who accept the truth but do not accept the love of the Lord and have no love in their heart for their fellow men and for their close ones, they are being made fools through deep pride. And because they call immediately, they're going to look at themselves that they are higher and better than everybody else. And this is a no-no for the Orthodox Christians. We have to remember St. Paul's prayer, St. Paul's words, when he said that the Lord Jesus Christ came to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. And this is what you and I have to believe. And if we don't have that spirit, we will judge others. And if we judge others, God will judge us. So if you want to make it to the kingdom of heaven, keep yourself from judging anybody. What am I? I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to ourselves, to myself too. We should stop judging anybody. And if we don't judge them, then we'll find peace in our heart. Then the spirit of truth is going to be able to continue to abide in us, and is going to feed us the love. Because again, truth cannot be separated from love. My beloved, What's happening today in the world? Today in this world, it seemed to be that the enemy of God is trying to stir up the hatred between each and every one, and is dividing the families and dividing the union and breaking the mysteries of the marriages by having divorces, by causing people to not be able to carry the burdens of each other, and not thus fulfilling the law of God of love, as opposed to had explained about love. Patience and long suffering, and then the real love comes. But the main thing is would be to carry the burdens of each other. You know, to the shocking news I have found not too long ago, that even in Orthodox countries, the divorce rate is over 70%. And this is how the enemy makes a fool out of people. How can you make it to the kingdom of heaven if you can't learn to carry the burdens of each other? And when are we going to understand that our battle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the principalities of hell, and that we have to conquer the evil one who's trying to always to set one person against another, and that always there's misunderstandings, there's always all kinds of wrong acceptings of the truth. But even as this word is spoken, it can be twisted by the enemy, where the other person, or maybe a father, or maybe a mother, or a wife, a husband, a brother, a sister, it doesn't matter, but they may hear it in a different way. That's many times the enemy tricks like that and makes fools out of Orthodox Christian, maybe love. Don't listen to those things. When your neighbor or somebody strikes you that he said or did something wrong, immediately cry out to the Lord to forgive him, for he or she does not know what they are doing. And judge the sin, but not the sinner. It is imperative that we learn to do that if we want to make it to the kingdom of heaven. The Lord wants us to have oneness of mind, of course, oneness of heart. He wants us to love one another, and so that we can be all together. Look how what the Lord had done for us, how he has suffered, what he had endured on this earth, how he had belittled himself, being the Almighty, creator of the whole universe, how he had come down and took the semblance of man, has become a new Adam, and immediately got persecuted, and how he was not understood by majority of people, even by his disciples. How most everybody that lives today, and that time, they were looking for the kingdom of heaven here on earth. They wanted to create that kingdom of heaven here. And when they saw the powers that Jesus Christ had, that he was able to cure any sickness, and he was able to feed with a tiny amount of food multitude, thousands at one time. As you know, he fed five loaves of bread, 5,000 men, not counting women and children. And at a time with four breads, with seven breads, he was able to feed 4,000, not counting women and children. My beloved, he resurrected the dead. He had shown to the people that he has the power, and he could make the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And that's what they wanted. That's all they were interested in. And when the last greatest miracle that he done is resurrecting Lazarus after 4 days of being in the coffin already and decomposing, he was able to, of course, resurrect him, and that made it. They thought, oh, for sure they're going to make him a king, and he was going to make the kingdom of heaven here. But this is not what he came for. He came to show us a way to the kingdom of heaven, to show us a way to conquer the evil one who is the pride, who had separated himself from the Lord, and who had decided, just because he didn't actually physically see the Lord, for the Lord our God is the Holy Spirit, and that's everywhere present, and he was not seen by anyone and cannot be seen. And he was seen the first time by the angels when he had taken the semblance of a man as Jesus Christ. And when we look at Jesus Christ, we see the God the Father through him, because he says, Once disciple asked him, "Show us the Father," and he said, "So long I am with you, you don't know, I don't understand that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me." And my beloved, we have to recognize that the way to the kingdom of heaven is after we conquer the tempter. And the tempter is trying to teach us his tricks of the pride and lies and compromises and all those terrible things that he does. And mainly hatred for your brother or your sister or your wife or whoever it may be close to you. He works on that and all the time. He never sleeps. He always tries to get us to go against each other and always tries to tempt us away, to always to show and say, "Oh, the grass is greener on the other side, go the other side and have a union with somebody else," and so on. And this is the kind of work the filthy scum does. But the Holy Spirit has been given to us, a comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who is a comforter. If we really can I remember our Lord, that He is everywhere present and fills all things. He is our guide. He is our life. He is everything for us. He sustains our life. Without Him, there is no life. And we should be very grateful to Him. When we should learn to love Him for all the things that He had done for us, to show us a way of humility. For through humility is the only way to conquer the enemy. We cannot conquer the enemy without having humility. So let's go get down from our horses and let's try to look up at everybody. And when we see somebody in trouble and somebody even not understanding properly the scripture and is put himself or herself outside of the church, still let's not judge him. Let's only pray to the Lord that the Lord will bring him about, because the Lord has made this definite, proclaimed a definite thing that He says He doesn't want anybody to be lost. He wants everybody to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. And the truth will set us free. But the truth, again, this must be linked with love. So let's work on that. Let's clean up our heart and make sure that it will be a place for the Holy Spirit to abide in and to be there with the Father and our Lord, beloved Lord Jesus Christ, and that our love will grow more and more, and we shall be having the comfort even here and living on earth, and then we'll be united with all the heavenly dwellers, our guardian angel, and of course the Mother of God. We will actually be able to see the Lord Jesus Christ again, and be able to, in such a joy that it's not possible over here on this earth to compare with anything. But and the joy will be never ending in the kingdom of heaven. And look, if you ever looked at the flowers, or if you ever looked at the nature of God had created, you should be in awe and should be praising, glorifying God all the time, because every day you can be looking, and every day, as you long as you live, even if you live for 1,000 years, you will find something new and more wonderful and more unique that the Lord has created. And after when we leave this earth, and after the last judgment, when we'll be in the kingdom of heaven, you will be in awe of His creation for the rest of the eternity, for all the forever and ever. You will be able to praise Him and love Him more and more, because the more we know about Him, the more we'll love Him. Amen.